Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The clap.
The slap. Coming to you post-slap. We're in a post-slap Los Angeles.
We're in a post-slap world, and maybe one of the biggest mistakes we've ever made was to pre-record content before the slap, because I'll bet everyone was waiting with breath bated for the
sexy
Byron Bice recap and the bonus episode,
yeah,
thinking that they were going to get a lot of slap content, and instead...
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. It happens. And we're here now. That's the most important thing.
We're still in the moment. I think it's not too far away where it's... People are still fucking peddling
people
it
are,
out.
Yeah, really reacting.
Daniel Radcliffe was quoted today saying, I literally never want to hear anything about the slap ever again.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I stand with Radcliffe.
He said, I'm really bored.
Me too. Okay, so I guess I'll take you through my...
Slap journey?
Yeah, my slap journey.
Slapjack.
This is my slap story. I was alerted to the slap by my friend who was watching the Oscars, who texted me the Australian uncensored footage. And when I watched it, I gasped.
Yeah.
And then I was like... Hell yes, I love Will Smith. I was like, go off, king.
Yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy. Smack them down. May we all have a man
right.
who rides as hard for us and will slap down our jealous haters. And then as it went on, I was also just got obsessed with reading all the replies to that tweet, because it was just, it was pre-celebrities and people entertainers weighing in, and it was just the normies.
It had 40, I think that's the most viewed video ever.
Yeah. And so I was like, I want to know what the normies are saying. And it was very divided. It was half of the people were you cannot joke about alopecia, and then half of the other people were Will Smith needs to be arrested and put in jail.
Yeah, the two
and
extremes.
I was okay, well, disagree with both. And then I was just got really obsessed with this woman who was, or my favorite responses from true just nobodies
mm-hmm.
was one man goes, I was just watching this and I cannot believe this happened. How am I going to explain this to my kids? And I was like, it's pretty easy to explain.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. And then another just true nobody random woman that was like, it's just so unfortunate on an event that a billion people in the world are tuning into that this kind of thing would happen. And I was just like, this woman's brain thinking that a billion people are watching the Oscars. I was like, the Academy fucking wishes like a million people would tune in.
What? Like people, like, there's a war going on.
This is the royal wedding.
Yeah, maybe
like,
the
billion people tuned into the royal wedding.
The Meghan and Harry wedding.
Yeah, or like the Duchess Kate. But yeah. Like that's also like, that's like unprecedented. Like she has no idea of like numbers of viewing.
No. Also like there's a war happening. Like people don't have time.
And then the more and more people talked about it, the more I became exhausted and I too entered a place of absolutely who cares.
Loot me out.
Loot me out. And then I was like, okay, well, then when Will Smith got up to give his acceptance speech, I was like, this person has fully lost the plot.
Yeah.
Because you can't hit someone and then 10 minutes later be like, I am the embodiment of love. Like those two things are categorically at odds with each other. And so I was like, okay, this is like a psychotic person.
Can I tell you my story?
Yeah. What's your slap? And now I'm in a place of like, who cares? I don't want to hear about it again.
I was in the desert with my in-laws.
A classic journey.
And my man.
Classic journey to the desert.
And
tumbleweeds.
Pappy and Harriet's.
Mm-hmm. Slappy and Harriet's.
Slappy and Harriet's. And was alerted to it. We sat around the dinner table just passing back the phone.
Did you get nachos at Pappy and
Harriet's?
Hell
so
yeah.
The chili nachos. Mm-hmm. I'd never been there. It was legit shocking. Like I was like, holy like I
thought it was a joke at first.
The sound.
Yeah, like, it was a loud sound.
Bitch slap.
Yeah.
I was struck and endeared so much to Lupita Nyong'o in the background just going, and just kind of trying to mind her own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's me. Like I related to her.
Mm-hmm.
And just the awkwardness of being forced to be close. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine? Like, you're just trying to like look nice. You've won an award already.
Also, like you're at this place for 3.5 hours, you don't get to eat. You don't get food or like drinks really.
No.
Like you are truly just sitting there trying to get through
hell.
This show that no one cares about anymore. No one wants to watch. You're probably uncomfortable you're wearing like a corset or like,
yeah,
just you're all
probably
like
not
done
eaten.
Up. Yeah. Like you're fucking starving.
Just fucking ready for a slider.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm like, I think I'm so shocked at the reaction, like the amount of things that we've seen. I'm not excusing what Will Smith did. I think it's stupid what he did.
Yeah.
But the amount of things that we have all seen, our generation especially, have seen on live TV, it's like, people were like, I've never seen anything like it. It's like, guys.
We saw Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear off.
We also like saw literally planes driven into buildings.
Take it to 9/11. I love it.
No, but like we've seen crazy shit on TV. Like it's
this
not,
is just another.
We watched like the Capitol besieged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's not like I'm not condoning or excusing him at all. It's terrible what he did. But like people, especially white women and like these white people just like,
it was white people being like, arrest him, take him right to jail,
take him to jail. And like,
why are they not arresting? I'm like, because they're celebrities. Like, are you guys fucking that stupid that you don't understand how celebrity culture works?
They
like,
don't care. The Academy does not give a shit. And they released a statement yesterday saying they had asked Will to leave and he refused.
Lie.
Bullshit. It's a lie. Like they don't. They don't care. No one gives a shit about this stuff. No one.
If
everything
anything,
that they talk
glad.
About with like, you know, making it a more safe and like safe environment for all. It's like it's not. That doesn't. They don't actually believe in that.
No, and it never has been like a quote unquote safe environment. Like that's never what the Oscars has been, and that's not what it is meant to be.
No,
the moment that you make it that, it ceases to become the A-list, high-level, ultra-exclusive event that it's predicated on being, which is why people cared in the first place.
And, like, the people making it, like, these people of note, like, with blue check marks, these, like, big media people all just being so disturbed and disgusted and saying that they've lost sleep over it. I'm like, why are you... You know what? It just reinforced this tattletale nation that we live in, and just people narking on each other, and like, you know, what are you going to arrest Will Smith at the Academy? Like, no one. Don't. No. Why would you bring the? You know what I mean? Arrest him, sir. And I saw people like Ayanna Pressley, like the congresswoman from Massachusetts. She also has alopecia, and she had tweeted something like, I understand this is like a sensitive matter. Like, Will was just trying to defend his wife. Just like, I, you know, it's something that I've struggled with. Like, I get the intensity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this gay that I can't stand on Twitter, like, narc, she deleted it because she was like, smart. And, you know, I don't want to get caught up in that. He screenshotted her tweet and then tweeted at her, she's defending battery. Congresswoman Pressley's defense. And I was like, you fucking tattletale.
Get a life.
Leave her the fuck alone. Why are we all telling on each other?
No, everyone needs to get a life.
Everyone is just fucking, it's just the reactions are just insane. And everyone was making it about themselves. I'm like, we are the most narcissistic country and society in the world.
Yeah.
What two it's obscenely really not- wealthy men doing, and like, it has nothing to do with you.
It's interesting because it's both deep and not that deep. It's like someone got pissed. He couldn't control himself in that moment.
He had a big ego.
He has a huge ego and like was in a position of probably the ultimate power position of the night.
Yeah, he was seated.
Front row. He knows he's going to win the Oscar. Like it's like it just got out of control and he's someone that clearly can't control his anger or temper. And then it happened, and I feel badly for Chris Rock because I'm like, you were literally just hired to do your job and you're on the stage doing a job that someone's paying you to do.
Yeah,
and then someone hit you in the face. It's like, that really sucks and it shouldn't have happened.
It's freaky.
But at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal.
No, and they're like, Chris Rock, first sighting since. I'm like, oh my God. He, like,
if anything, his shows are selling out even more now.
Yeah. I agree, like, a comedian should never feel, like, endangered, and, but then now I'm seeing on the flip side, and, like, I have respect for stand-up comedians, like, it takes a lot to get up there, but I see people like Whitney Cummings and people being like, we're under attack, and, like, the Laugh Factory has, like, Chris Rock, we stand with you, and it's like, we're, like, now comedians are, like, Fortune Feme, all these people were weighing in being like, I'm so scared to go on stage now, and it's like, okay, yes, that's scary. It's fucked up, but
it's scary, but also like
you're gonna be fine.
I mean, take self-defense class. I mean, we've entered a period where like all bets are off. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
I guess like learn how to defend yourself if you're gonna be making fun of people in the front row.
Yeah, and like look, he took a risk, he made fun of a very powerful couple. Looking them right in the eyes. He's made fun of Jada before.
Was a good joke that he did before.
He's gone back to like, this goes back to like the 90s, I think. So clearly he's been making fun of her since like 1997.
Well, she's kind of a ridiculous person at times. She's like a person. She's a big personality.
Well, also,
and people talk and it's like, you're a celebrity. People are going to make fun of you. If you're a public figure.
Yeah.
If you're a public figure, you're kind of on the table for a little ribbon. And you know what? It really is like, I empathize because I would not want to get made fun of for like a medical problem that I couldn't control. But at the same time, if I'm a fucking multimillionaire, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
And I think a therapist and it's fine. You're a fucking celebrity. Fuck over it.
I do think if he knew, he maybe didn't know about the alopecia, but like, I think it's low hanging fruit to like make fun of someone for something they can't help.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he knew, but even if he did, that was a joke based on her being bald at that moment.
Also, she looks incredible.
She looks great. I'm just like, if she was wearing like a Cleopatra style wig, like he could have said that and it would have been the same sentiment. Like, yeah. Whatever it was, people just, I think, are reading into this too much because we're like, desperate for some sort of like cultural significance. And this is somewhat culturally significant, but it is. Also,
I don't think
in the way that like people necessarily think it is. Well, I think it's a sign of the Real Housewife-ification or Bravo-ification of the culture.
That too. I was like, literally people were so shocked. I've never seen anything. It's like,
Danielle Saab pulled Margaret's ponytail poured her clutch into a candle.
Literally turn on Vanderpump Rules, turn on Below Deck.
Stassi smacked Kristen in the face. Like, this is par for the course and it is a shocking moment, but I'm not saying we should normalize violence.
No,
but
of course not.
That kind of violence doesn't feel like violence almost.
I mean, it was a violent act.
Well, yeah, it's a physical.
He assaulted
him. Physical, an act of physical assault. But that, I'm sorry, that feels. It just is a different. In a different league of violence.
I can't for myself. I can't like. He assaulted Chris Rock. He went up and smacked him across the face. Chris was completely caught off guard. He looked shaken and shocked. And
what would you do if you were slapped in the face at the
Oscars? It's just, for me, it was like, these people just all, like the whole, that A-list, like they are just jerking themselves off constantly. Like they're jerking
each
other off.
Well, they also can't take a fucking joke.
No,
like,
and that's...
If you look at the people... You want to see a group of like true non-lawyers? You can
go to the Academy Awards.
Go to the Academy Awards, sit in the first two rows, but also look at the people that like immediately went up to Will Smith to like check on him and comfort him in that moment. It's like Bradley Cooper, who TBD about his lols. I feel like he used to lol and now the lols are gone. And Denzel, who also lols at times, but I feel is extremely a serious person. And like, I think it almost makes it funnier to make fun of people like this, because I'm like, you guys, this is not that big of a fucking deal.
No, they should be. Award shows are for punching up and making fun of, like, it's for like taking
the
wind out of people's sails just a little, to remind them that like, yes, this is a high accolade of like thespian achievement, but you're still a fucking person.
Yeah.
And like, laugh it off. You're going home tonight.
You're going to go to home.
Will Smith has like $500 million. Like, he's good. They're also Scientologists.
Well, are they though? Because that was another thing. Because I was like, now I need to know what he's going to say in his speech.
Allegedly.
The speech was like pretty unhinged. And then he was like, he said, I've been put here by God. He kept invoking God. And then I was like, maybe he's not Scientologist after all, because he's talking about God. And I don't know I'm not well versed in Scientology, but I don't think that they believe in the Lord.
I don't know.
I don't know if they believe in like the Judeo-Christian God.
They're up to something.
Will was starting.
That whole family starts.
They're continuing.
Jaden and Willow start.
They are.
They were in some kind of...
We love to see it, but it's also like, you guys have to... That's a thing, is like, you have to be able to acknowledge your own starting behavior. And when you can't even do that...
Yeah, they...
It's cause for concern.
It's all just... It's like people holding celebrities to a higher moral standard. It's like, they're literally all like dumbasses like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, relax. I just could not stand the...
I don't think I would ever slap someone, though, at a comedy
show
or an
event. No, I'm not saying that I'm just saying, like, they're not any better than, like... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't slap people, but, like,
Trying to think, like, what I would really slap... I certainly wouldn't slap someone if they made fun of, like, my boyfriend. I'd be like, you're on your own, babe. I'd probably laugh at whoever I was with. If I was dating a woman... I feel like more of an inclination to like slap on behalf of my girlfriend.
You would Dale.
Full Dale. But like, certainly I would not slap over something like that.
I get. And if you're true, like.
And in a location such as that, especially if like I'm going to get an award and all eyes are on me and it's my moment to shine. I literally am just going to try and look as gorgeous as possible and like be like, who me? And like laugh and try and endear the entire world to myself.
Yeah,
before I win my Oscar, because the night is truly about me.
I just don't and I get, like, there's people who are triggered by, you know, displays of assault, and, like, I get that. Like, that's, I'm not disrespecting or invalidating whatever, but
no one, I don't think anyone.
No, I'm just saying, like, I just could, the amount of people making it about themselves, like, it actually disturbed me.
No, that's exactly, that's perhaps the worst part of the slap is it's not the act itself.
The takes.
It's the aftermath and the takes and the opinions and just, it's like the news cycle around everyone weighing in. It's exhausting.
Trying to get
it's
their
so
tweet
horrible.
To go.
Horrible. Yeah.
And what else? And then buried under the muck was that Amy Schumer's bit that she did with Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons, where she called Kirsten a seat filler and made her stand up. People thought that was real. And they didn't. Kirsten and Amy had, like, discussed it.
Well,
and, like,
obviously.
No, but people, there was a huge backlash on the internet of people going, how dare she not know who Kirsten Dunst is? Like, how rude. This is a woman who's been going and coming for Amy Schumer. And I'm like, guys, we are so fucked. We are fucked. We're fucked.
No one understands, like, jokes anymore.
That actually really fucked me up. Like,
that fucked you up more.
I just was like,
I saw some people, but I thought the majority of people understood. Like,
no, Laura, she had to, like, take to Instagram to be like, guys, I rehearsed this with Kirsten. What?
Nothing.
No, it really freaked me out, because I was like,
imagine being that bird brained to think that was
real. No, I'm just, it kind of, like, freaked me out. Like, I'm a little, like, we are lost.
I'm freaked out by so much. I'm freaked out by, like, just the level of, like, intensity and responses on social, the slap aftermath. I'm like, that was the thing I was most angry about. I was like, now we're gonna have to deal with true slap takes for weeks.
And Ellen DeGeneres,
for years probably.
Like, Ellen DeGeneres said she was traumatized.
Shut
I'm just
the
like,
fuck
oh,
up.
I'm like, guys.
I'm like, you have done worse to your literal employees. You have psychologically slapped employees.
Yeah.
For years.
And who knows?
And caused, like, maybe more damage.
Slapped.
Yeah, like, we
don't
know what you've done.
Yeah.
It's just time for everyone to shut up.
It's time for a reckoning all of us.
I know, but I only want to hear, and I only do care about what normie nobodies have to say, because that I find to be incredibly endearing and entertaining, because I, like, but I don't want to know what, like, blue checks or other celebrities to say in a public forum, or even my friends that I follow on Instagram. Like, I don't, unless you're going to make fun of it and make it a meme, I really don't want to know.
People being like, make no mistake. It's like, oh boy. When I see that, I go,
or, like, you see a black, there were so many, like, black screens with white lettering, and I was like,
saying, like, this was
just
assault,
just whatever their take is, whatever, and I'm just like, okay, like,
this isn't gonna do
it's
anything,
not that fucking deep.
No, and it's also not gonna do anything, because at the end of the day, Will Smith won. He got the award. He's won an Oscar.
And Chris Rock kind of won.
Chris Rock is doing well.
Chris Rock is killing it.
Chris Rock won.
His shows are selling out. He, like, arguably their stars are both higher than ever. And, like,
they got what they wanted at the end. So it's like, let's move on.
Yeah.
Because they don't, the thing about these, they don't give a fuck about us. So, yeah. Like, let's move on.
They care about the paycheck.
They care about themselves. They don't care. I'm just, one last thing before we get into midwives.
Renee invoked the slap, and she was like, just wait till the new season of Mob Wives.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And she was like, I'm like, this slap was nothing compared to, like, the beat down that, like, Drita's given Karen.
Or Ramona.
Like, Drita just, like, fucking clocking Ramona in the mouth and her, like, bleeding. Like, that's true. That is true violence.
Or like
a
Carla
slap is like
Carla and Renee, like literally
like
knocking each other
wrong.
Off
yeah.
the dining table and like rolling around on the floor, hitting each other.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. Drita also weighed in.
What'd she say?
She said she would have.
Drita would have.
No, she said she would have waited.
Till they're in the parking lot?
Something.
She would have. It wouldn't have been a slap. It would have been a slapjack.
Cameras.
Cut the cameras. The thing about the mafia is that there is a level of decorum.
And discretion.
That everyone abides by. And I think that that was what threw me so much, as I was like, I always thought of the Oscars as like, that is a place where you have like the most decorum, and like, it's like everyone's on the same page of like, we're going to act like very hoity-toity tonight because we're dressed to the nines and it's Hollywood's biggest night, and you all just like ass kiss and feel so happy about like, just you're
sucking
all
sucking each other off.
Yeah, you're just all here and we're all rich and beautiful and we're the hottest people in the entire world, and we get to be here and the rest of the world is scum. And it's like, even if you're getting made fun of, it still is like everyone's in agreement that like,
we're better off.
You're better. You're doing great. You're killing it.
We're all outside the theater. Like,
even if that's not true, you all, it's true, Nicole Kidman. We come to the movies to blah. It's like that. You come to the Oscars.
The illusion.
It's all about maintaining the illusion, and then the illusion for the viewers, and then the illusion was broken and it was like, no, this is just a place where drama can happen like any other night.
It's gross.
And it was gross. I was like, this is lowbrow, like this is the lowbrowification of a place that is supposed to be very highbrow.
It's over.
It's like, and that was the true end of the Oscars. That's like when I was like, oh, this is done.
Yeah, it's just weird, and my last thought is like, just the what was going through his head was like, just I'm gonna go on stage, right? Like, it just shows you like, famous brain is really, really powerful, and it like, if you've been famous for as long as he has, superstar level.
It's a true, I can do whatever I want and get away with it, and he did.
Yeah, he did. They're all.
That's not surprising. Like, that's not shocking at all.
No, it's just they're all mentally ill.
Yeah,
that's basically what, they're unhinged. And the Academy was insane that they're pretending like they said anything.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Anyway, it was a crazy, crazy thing.
Everyone just needs to be honest.
My favorite drama moment at the Oscars was when. Oh, someone won for best documentary, and then a person that like, I think had gotten like cut out of the equation, ran up on stage, like chased the person on stage, and was up on stage with them when they that accepted their award and demanded that they make a speech. It was like two women, and I loved it.
They were part of the documentary team.
Yeah, but I think one of them had maybe like fallen off or like wasn't.
Did she go to the bathroom or?
No. She like wasn't included in the Oscar, but she had been involved and she felt like she deserved.
This was her moment.
So she ran on stage and court and like ran down the other aisles, and then the other person saw them and was running up too.
That's the thing, is like, what has this come to? People like have some fucking manners.
I mean, that was 5 years ago.
Still, have some manners. Was in its decline 5 years ago.
Death knell.
Yeah. I think it peaked with Titanic, and then it's all been fucking downhill from there.
For me, it peaked when Robin Williams performed Blame Canada from South Park, which got nominated for an Oscar.
Love that. And then it's just been like slowly...
It's descending
into the bowels of hell. And nothing is sacred anymore, and nothing is like... Nothing is like true. There's no glamour. There's no actual. Where is the glamour?
Where's the glamour?
Like, what is the most glamorous thing that you can possibly do? Like, the Met Gala, not glamorous.
Gaga
anymore.
Was glam.
Yeah.
With Liza.
But, like, there's nothing. There's no, like, elite glamorous.
No. Thing. It's all underground.
Fashion kind of has maybe some of that, maybe percolating.
No, we're in the empire decline.
Yeah.
This is the end of America.
Where's the glamour, I ask of you? Show me the glamour.
The first thing to go when an empire falls, the glamour.
It is true.
We're done.
I need people to weigh in and tell me what's glamorous, because I don't see much.
I'll tell you glamour. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
podcast.
The Matriarchs.
Midwives.
Midwives.
The Matriarchs of Midwives. They're glamorous.
They're glam.
They are sporting luxury watches, huge Chanel purses.
They're real, right?
I think so. I think Drita's watches are real.
Drita has a collection.
She does. She has at least two Rolexes.
They're glam.
Cartier. She has a Chanel.
Big Ange is glam.
Big Ange is glamour embodied.
She'd kill at the Oscars.
That's all I want. I want to see, like, these people are more glamorous than actual celebrities at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when the Met Gala did camp and they didn't invite a single reality TV star.
Or John Waters.
Or John Waters. They killed glamour in that moment. And then suddenly those people became more glamorous than Cara Delevingne in a clown outfit.
By the way, Cara Delevingne partying with Eric Adams in New York this weekend.
Someone asked, they were like, why doesn't anyone ever talk about like Cara Delevingne's devastating drinking problem? It's because she's a lesbian. And I was just like laughing at that because it does seem like, I think she does party pretty hard. She seemed pretty fucked up in that video.
She's also like sticking her tongue out and going, crazy girl.
Who's crazy girl?
She's very crazy girl. Mm-hmm. She's so crazy.
I saw a really good crazy girl is being brought back into like the consciousness universally. Again, I think thanks to you and me.
Yeah.
And so there was some meme that was like, if you think we're fucking tonight, you're crazy. And then it was like me. crazy.
That's literally Cara Delevingne. Every time you see her out.
She's so crazy.
She's fucked up.
She is fucked up.
She's
blackout.
She's been kind of partying since she came on the scene, right?
She's been low-key blacked out her entire career.
Remember when her and Riri used to party?
Love that.
Rihanna's glam.
She is glam.
She's fucking glam.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Beyonce was glam in her $30 million necklace.
Yeah, I didn't see her performance.
So it's Halloween on Staten Island, All Hallows Eve.
This is really speaking to your interests.
Carla and Drita and their girls go pumpkin picking, and Drita is so excited to be at the pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
And Carla goes, why do you go and pick a pumpkin in the patch right back there? And I was like, what do you, yeah,
it's
Carla.
It's pretty self-explanatory, and Carla.
Drita goes, oh my God, I love Halloween. I love it. Go get the pumpkin over there.
It's spooky season in Staten Island, and Drita's going to host a Halloween party. And what I really loved about Carla was that she had brought a cape out for the occasion.
Drita goes, oh my God, I just love Halloween so much. Everyone gets dressed up in their costumes, and it just cracks me up.
She goes,
I was like, I just love, like, yeah, that's what happens.
They have so good pure pumpkins here. We scored.
We scored. They want Renee to, like,
get out of her depressive K-hole of sadness and come to the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Carla goes, we got to get Renee to come. Once she's got to get a costume. That, like, Renee is...
She's holed up.
She's holed up, and she's in what I believe is some of the darkest hours of her life is what we're now seeing on TV.
She's in a place of February. But...
this position full his butt Tony's on my lap, his face is almost in my crotch, and his butt is hanging on pretty much off the chair,
his little claws.
He's a true, he does not like a paw touch.
Renee's she's in a place of February.
Yeah.
February hours.
It's February agosto. Yeah. Because August is also a highly depressive month for me.
Really?
Yeah, I think August is one of the most depressing months.
Well, February is kind of the dog days of winter.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of makes sense that they're maybe...
And then August is like the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
Unless you're on a yacht or like on a beautiful Greek vacation and you're just heating up at home.
Mm-hmm.
When you're heating up at home...
In LA,
and now with Instagram where you see everyone else on vacation, August becomes hell. The cursed month.
So yeah, Renee's just like in the depressive spiral with Junia, and she just can't figure out what's going on with him. And it's like, he's selling you out to the FBI.
Yeah, leave him.
Ramona and her friend Lena get dinner.
Yeah, she's having dinner with my good friend Lena.
They work together at Ramona's ex-husband's telecommunications company.
That was truly shades of Shaw to me.
Mm-hmm. She goes, yeah, you were there, and you were there when I got together with my ex.
She goes, yeah, my Arabic husband had a lot of mob connections, after all.
Lena was like, I was so worried for you. I'm like, yeah, because you're probably racist.
But, like, I feel like I don't believe Ramona.
Oh, I think Ramona's full of shit.
Because
I don't buy it.
If you don't want to be married, if you really don't want to be married to someone with mafia connections, then you don't marry someone with mafia connections. And now it's not like, it's like now she's fully dating a drug lord that she got arrested with on the highway. So I'm like, you want this lifestyle because you keep finding yourself in the mix.
She goes, she says this really dark statement. She goes, you know, you just can't run from destiny. And I was like, what? This is your destiny?
Sad.
Yeah. And her husband, her ex is like apparently much older than her. So I don't know. What did she think she was getting into?
Yeah, I'm so like, absolutely not. Her parents, I guess, disowned her when she got married to him because her dad told her he wanted her to marry an FBI, full-blooded Italian. It's like, that's what I'm looking for. Me, about my love life, is
FBI.
This is a case for the FBI.
A full-blooded
Italian.
Carla and Karen go golfing, which was
that
funny.
Was like you and me going golfing.
I know. Carla's waiting in the golf cart, and then Karen pops up behind. She goes, give me a golf cart!
Amphetamine, like, Karen's on the loose.
She is fully speeding right now.
Mm-hmm.
Renee set them up and then didn't come.
Yeah.
She was going to join them and then...
joined her couch.
And they were like, Renee probably did this, probably didn't come on purpose. I'm like, no, she's...
Renee's unwell.
She's unwell.
Renee needs a wellness check.
She's on drugs.
She needs an IV drip.
She needs an
IV drip to just get some hydration back.
She needs a Mucinex.
She needs a Mucinex to just blow out some brew. She could take a water pill or two. And I think Amphetamine Karen should give Renee a little bump of Adderall or something. Because we got to get Renee off that couch. That couch is sucking the life out of her.
I have to just cut right to the Renee scene. Because the golfing scene's like, whatever. They're like, They're making peace.
And then we cut to Renee is truly a skeleton on the couch.
Renee is...
all the color has drained from her skin. She's purple eye bags and hollowed out cheekbones.
She's strung the fuck out. I've been there before.
I said she's fucked up.
I think she also has deep post-nasal drip. And I swear she is just... I could feel the coke hangover.
I just think that...
I think she does coke and then comes down with...
Oxy?
Yeah.
I also think that she needs Junior out of her life because it puts her in a place of deep stress that she has to mitigate with substance abuse.
Oh, yeah, of course. Also, he's literally taping her right now.
Imagine being like the most fucked up you've ever been and your husband's taping you. Also, what does she have to do with anything?
Her dad.
But she's not even in touch with him.
Well, but I think she's still like... in touch with her mom. And
if I was in a place of pill and then I found out that my like shitty ex was taping me the entire time and a whole team of FBIs that weren't full-blooded Italians were listening to my like couch pilled out haze,
it's
monologues
curtains. It's curtains for him.
I would kill him myself with my own bare hands.
if I could lift my arm up.
She goes, Junior!
She's like, barefoot on the couch. Everything just looks like there's shit everywhere.
I was like, I've also been so hungover in couch mode before. It brought me back to a place of couch.
Oh, no, I've been, it's like, I could feel, I related deeply. I could feel that hangover.
We've all been the significant other that's like been a couch goblin and like,
and she's apologizing to him.
I know.
Again.
I was,
I'm like,
just like, no, don't do this to yourself, girly.
I would be like, bitch, get in the car. We're going to an oxygen bar, and then I'm going to get you an IV drip, and you're not going home for the rest of the night.
No, I'm locking you in a hyperbaric chamber for the next 90 days.
We're going to go get Chinese food and go to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not allowed to go home tonight.
Yeah, I'm paying.
I'm paying.
And, like, I'm also sorry for being such a shithead.
Yeah.
How does he not know that she just needs, like, a meatball?
No, I'm saying if we were, like, there as her friends.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be like, you're not going home tonight.
That's true. Because I was like, the significant other, they're worthless in a situation like that. I was like, God, you're, like, really a nice boyfriend. But no, the boyfriends don't do anything. They just continue to mind fuck. And then they are like, I don't know if I can accept your apology right now. I got to think on it. And that's when you need your girlies or your gays to come and get you.
Your girlinas.
Your girlinas need to come suck you out of the couch, put a little
shove
t-shirt
an IV in
on.
In your vein.
Yeah. Pump give you a fucking Pellegrino and then take you to binge.
I remember one time I was like coming back. It was a Monday morning and I hadn't slept.
Ooh.
And I was walking home. I was going to skip work. And I saw my friend who was walking to the train to go to work, and I was walking from the train to go home. And she saw me and she went, Carrie?
Oh, man.
And I went, hey. And I had like a yellow, I remember I had a giant yellow Gatorade. And she went, okay. You okay? And I was like, yeah.
A morning Gatorade. A Monday morning. Oh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. It was bad.
It's bad.
But
you're out of the shallows now. We're far from the shallows now.
But I kept looking and I'm like, oh my God, he's wearing the watch. Even in this moment.
Yeah.
That fucker.
That fucker.
He needs to be slapped.
I know.
Slapjack.
Wait, also my favorite tweet was the one that you sent me from Shamir. And also, speaking of shallows.
Oh my God.
Was like, how are we're all still talking about this slap when this evil they-them is on the loose terrorizing an entire island, which is Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller was arrested again for...
He's been arrested now like twice in 48 hours.
He was arrested for breaking into the bedroom of a couple that he'd met at the karaoke bar and wanted to...
Who bailed him out of jail for his first arrest.
Oh.
I think they posted his bail and they were like, you can stay with us, I guess. And then he broke into their room and he said he was going to kill... He goes, I'm going to kill you and your slut wife about this couple. And then they were like, we're scared, and called the police. And then he got arrested again. But
they probably had like a three-way or something.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't just like meet a rando in Hawaii and like post his bail.
No. They were like, we're a throuple now.
They were like that, probably that P couple on Instagram that owns like a...
Oh no.
I'm
Ezra Miller, by the way.
He was initially arrested. They were initially arrested for assaulting someone on stage, like harassing them when they sang Shallows.
They didn't like the way they sang it. They didn't like the way they sang it. Ezra Miller is notorious. They choked a woman on camera once.
Oh, yeah.
They
body slammed
and choked a woman, like a fan.
Emile Hirsch is shook.
Emile Hirsch could never. They posted a strange video last fall where they were calling out a chapter of a Virginia Ku Klux Klan group saying...
They got in trouble for that too, though.
They said, remember me, or hey, it's me. As if like the...
As if the KKK, like...
They've been at
they're
war.
They're like, that guy from We Need to Talk About, their favorite movie, We Need to Talk About Kevin. Little does anyone know the KKK is obsessed with art house cinema.
No, but it was
and
like...
And follows like independent actors.
No, but it felt almost like they were... Like, they've been at war with this chapter for years. Like, and I feel like they were threatening to come kill them.
They were.
Which is like...
And that's what they got in trouble for.
Which I was like, okay, go off. But I'm also like...
Yeah, but I'm also like, why are
you... But it seemed like they were just craving chaos. It didn't seem like they were doing it because they were like anti... I don't know.
They're a stunt queen.
I've been afraid of them for years. And I feel like people... give them a pass because they're hot, but like they did an interview a few years ago where they were talking basically about having a sex cult, a harem of both men and women that he calls like his sex, they call their sex kittens.
I gave them a pass because I was like, it's a hot bisexual, but then
no, they're...
You're really giving, you're playing into the bad bisexual stereotypes. I think they're just enough.
They're pure anarchy. Like, I don't think they stand for anything, and they just like want to harm.
How can also
if you they're really scary.
If you go to Hawaii and you sow chaos in Hawaii, which is like the least chaotic also, place.
They've been through enough in Hawaii. Leave them alone.
I know, but like if you're terrorizing Hawaii, then you're truly evil because how could you like
you can't do that to
you
Hawaii.
You can't do that. And also just Hawaii is like the most relaxing, like nicest place to be. Like the last thing that's on my mind is like, I'm going to go fuck with this person.
Well, that's how you know they're.
Yeah.
And I love Shamir.
And my mind is going straight to Jax Taylor, who also got arrested in Hawaii. And I'm like, this tracks. Like if you cause trouble in Hawaii and the law has to step in.
There's something wrong with you.
You're a bad person.
Shamir called them an evil they them Willy Wonka.
They are.
Yeah, they
are on the loose.
But I've always like they maybe
you've
because
known
of,
you've been a truther.
But maybe because of the movie. But
I didn't know that you were an Ezra Miller truther until now. But
I'm sorry,
that.
Seeing someone body slam and choke a female fan.
I forgot about
like,
that.
That allegation. Was just excuse, and now they're a DC superhero. Like you can literally in Hollywood you can slap someone on TV.
Well, if you're a man,
yeah. If you're
even if you're non-binary but present male, you can
get a pass.
Truly, you can
choke a woman out.
You can choke a woman out. You can punch a woman in the face in the middle of Sundance. You can go on the stage at the Oscars and slap the host across the face, and nothing will happen to you that's bad. What will happen that's great is you'll probably get a raise. You'll get more roles. And if you were anyone else that did that, like imagine if a woman did that, she would never work again.
Like Sean Young.
Yeah. Or like Lindsay Justice from my queen sick note.
But Lindsay also tried to kidnap Syrian refugee children.
Yeah, and she did get away with that. So she's killing it.
I the Sundance of it all still blows my mind. I don't even want to. I won't get into it.
But that's also my takeaway from Oscars was like, wow, men just do whatever they want.
they be doing
whatever they want. They be at it again. And everyone's just like, all right. I was like, damn, okay. I didn't realize it was be like that.
So Ezra Miller, if you see them,
they're always hide. Like, don't get involved.
They're always like passing
don't
through.
They're, bail them out.
They have like vagrant vibes. Like they
but
have
still like manages. I'm like, how are you? How is this person showing up to their job and like working a job? Like
they're the Flash.
When you run amok such as that, such as they, I'm led to believe that like you can't, like that doesn't equate to me as like someone that can show up and do their job.
They're the Flash.
But I guess
they're alongside the Batman.
Yeah.
But their vibe is very, where are you going? Where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
They're very Arnold friend and just kind of passing.
Like a full-blown hooves for feet.
Mm-hmm. And just passing through. He never in one place, just sort of. They're always passing through.
What's up with them?
I don't. They're insane. They're not even insane. There's just something not right.
Yeah.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, stay out of their way.
You know who knows the truth?
Who?
Tilda.
Tilda knows all.
She must know something.
What if... I'm glad Tilda wasn't there to see.
Oh, Tilda.
You can't...
Her Oscar speech was the best speech of all time.
What'd she say?
Happy birthday, man.
Was it her birthday? I don't love that.
Or it was her friend's birthday.
Oh.
Anyway.
Ramona also loves Halloween.
She and Karen go to Abracadabra in Chelsea and they go...
They go look for slutty outfits. Karen, amphetamine Basic. Karen is so excited to be just an absolute whore for Halloween. She buys five different slutty costumes.
Karen is positively throbbing.
She is.
She is so
she's
ready.
She's wet for Halloween.
Junior and Renee have a...
Wait, Ramona goes... So Ramona and Drita are holding hosting dueling Halloween parties. And Ramona's having it at like a club in New York City. In Manhattan. She goes, Drita's party will be empty. Drita's party will be boring. Drita's party will be on Staten Island. I've said enough. And she wasn't wrong.
No, it was a little...
I was sad because I was like, don't... I thought at first Drita crashed her party. And then I realized, no, this is like a sad...
Ramona's party was where it was at.
Yeah, Ramona's party was the turn up that night. Drita's party was like... You know that movie... it was like the club that they go, that Mira Sorvino and John Leguizamo go to in Son of Sam. In Son of Sam.
Son of Sam. Like Summer of Sam.
Summer of Sam, where they just go like dance in their little local, like.
Because they can't get into Studio 54.
Yeah, but their night when they go out dancing, yeah, like before, yeah, they get into the Studio 54 scene, it's like that. It was like a carpeted bar.
Mm. That movie's good.
It's so good. John Leguizamo.
Do you know my mom's friend in college? Her dad was the guy who caught Son of Sam.
Wait, her friend's dad caught, yeah, Son of Sam? Was he a cop?
He was a detective.
Holy shit. Good for him.
He was caught like near... My mom went to an all-girls school in Tarrytown.
He was like around.
He was like caught...
Creeping?
Yeah.
He was a creep. Breaking, yeah, news.
He wasn't acting alone, no.
He was
part of some kind of group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a documentary about it. I think he was part of like a satanic coven.
His dog was talking to him.
His neighbor's dog.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Don't let your dogs bark because it can set a bitch off. Renee and Junior are...
I can't talk about them. They just like, they really...
They're back at the kitchen island and Renee is still going down. Like...
She's going even deeper and he's still wearing the watch.
Yeah.
I can't talk about them.
And she... Well, we have to. So sorry.
Okay.
We have to.
Yeah.
This is what we do. We process.
All right.
Renee says... Now she's like, I don't know if therapy's even good for us, which is like obviously classic music to his ears. Yeah. That's what every like horrifically emotionally stunted abusive husband yearns to hear, is for the wife to come to the conclusion that maybe therapy isn't actually good for them.
Therapy is never bad for anyone.
No, it's truly great for all.
If you say that, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Please remember that. Junior says, well, maybe we can talk about stuff, but not about any of the past because there's just too much. I'm like, okay, so if you say that, that is actually the thing you should be talking about.
Yeah.
The thing you don't want to talk about at all is always the thing that you should be bringing totally up. And then Renee, living now in true delusion territory in her talking head, goes, well, I've always been in love with him, and I guess he's always been in love with me. When he's A, never said that. This all comes back to that little muddy creek walk that they did where he was like, look, a stick. And then she was like, you're in love with me? I love you. You want to make it work? Like where she just,
yeah,
decided what the narrative would be down by the river.
Down by the river sticks.
The river sticks, yeah. And now this is where it's, yeah, gotten her into couch psychosis. Beware, ladies.
Couch psychosis is real.
It is real. And it can come on quick. It can happen at any time.
I've had couch psychosis.
Oh, I was battling it just last week.
Ladies.
Ladies, listen up.
Listen up, ladies.
That couch is perfect for couch psychosis.
My couch is perfect.
Honestly, I want a comfortable couch at all times, but when you have a super comfortable couch, you're opening yourself up to even more risk of couch psychosis.
Yeah.
A couch can suck you in, it can also hold you there.
I'm due for another hefty round.
Ooh, I had my round last week.
I'm due probably this weekend because Simon's going away. Oh. I'll probably be... I will be
psychosis in the couch. I will
be goblin. Big Ange tries on wigs with Drita and Carla, and it's literally my dream.
I want the unedited footage.
My dream is to I said last week my dream is to walk a dog with Big Ange and Drita. No, my dream is to try wigs on with Big Ange.
Mm-hmm.
And be go silly. Wig shop.
I just want to go shopping with her.
I would, for Big Ange, I would be her gay. Like, I would be her, like...
Her go-to.
Her little, like, silly gay.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'll do it.
You wouldn't even have to, like, no. be, like, do it, because you just would already be it. You wouldn't even identify as that, because it would just be like you are best friends with her.
Oh my God.
Carrie, you're so funny.
Oh my God, I love the gays. They're so funny. They're like my sisters. I love to go out with the gays. They're fun and they have nice skin.
Does she have gay friends?
I think she did. I don't know though.
I mean, she was a gay icon.
I think she did.
Okay.
I love the gays.
I love the gays.
They have nice clothes and they have nice hair. And they tell me how beautiful I am.
You'd make her laugh, her cigarette laugh. You would both get each other to a place of cig laughter.
Oh my God, I had cig laugh last night.
What was causing you to have Veep. Cig laugh? Oh, I thought you said weed. I was like, Gary. Whoa.
Veep. A little show called Veep.
I've heard of it.
Mm.
Drita and Ange dress up as each other, and it's truly some of the most entertaining footage I've ever seen.
It's literally, it's uncanny. Carla is like, I kind of admire, I do admire it a little. She's fully committed to being Cher.
Yeah. And she just, does slay.
She slays as Cher, but she can't stop talking about being Cher.
No, because she also knows that it's like the perfect, it's like when you know that it will look good and everyone else knows that it will look good, it's less fun when you talk about it because it's like not a surprise.
Mm-mm. Drita wears a pageboy bob wig.
She goes, I could wear this and go on dates. No one would even recognize me.
I liked her in a bob wig.
Me too.
I want that.
Maybe
I
want to try on a bob wig. Not that short. But I've been thinking about a haircut, and I need to try on a wig and see if I like the length before I commit.
I'll go with you to a wig store.
Let's go to a wig store.
There's one on, like, La Cienega.
There's some close.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go.
Let's go this weekend.
Okay. We're saying no. Say no to couch goblin mode and say yes to a wig.
Wigs.
Ange is a light in the darkness. She's laughing, sig laughing in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Her laugh when she puts on the afro wig.
Wait, also that afro. I've never seen an afro wig that looked like that one. It was like a vertical.
That's also like different time.
It was like three feet high. It was heavy for her. She fell over from the sheer weight of that wig.
It's also like, this is so like 2009.
I know, when you could like be a white person and put on an afro wig.
Well, Countess Luann said,
no, it hold my couldn't phone.
She put on one.
Hold my Cosmo.
Damn.
We're back at a restaurant now. With Renee and Carla, and Renee checks her watch. She goes, Karen's quite late.
Getting dinner with Renee must be so intense. Like, I can't, like, it must be.
You're talking her off a cliff.
Renee lives life at from like
one dinner to the next.
American Gladiator.
Even just like Russell, she is like Russell Crowe as Gladiator.
Yeah.
She is a Russell Crowe level of intensity.
She's roller derby.
At all times.
She's like full on Whip It, that movie.
That's like almost, that's too PG.
People, can I just tell you, I was so excited to see Whip It.
Same.
And I was campaigning amongst my friends for someone to go see it with me. And everyone made fun of me and my group of friends in college, and no one would go see it with me. And then finally, my friend Caitlin was like, I'll go with you, Carrie. So we had a date and went to see Whip It together.
And then how disillusioned were you after?
It was bad.
It was a
I was like riding for Whip It, and everyone
rode for Whip It, and I organized for people to go see it, and
no one went.
It left me. That was one of the first moments that I became like disillusioned with cinema.
Well, wasn't that Diablo Cody and Drew Barrymore?
Yeah,
I was all about it.
Oh, I was like, this is going to change everything.
I was like, you don't understand. Whip It is going to be a game changer. we are entering a new echelon.
No, I was like, we're female. Doing this. There's absolutely no question in my mind that we will be front and center seeing Whip It, and we
Elliot
will
Page,
love it.
Aaliyah Shawkat, Kristen Wiig, Juliette Lewis, Drew Barrymore directed this.
Like,
she's playing someone who's like questionably, like,
I don't even remember the plot of it. I had to go full fugue, and that was one of the first movies that had like the opposite effect on me that I thought it would have.
Yeah.
The decline of cinema.
I was so ready.
There's nothing worse than being like so excited and then being brutally disappointed.
Anyway, for anyone else in the Whip It
Survivors.
Whip It Anonymous. Weigh in.
Whip It Survivors, I see you and I honor you. Together we whip.
Renee's Coke nose is, her stuffy congestion is unbelievable in this scene. Her nasal drip.
You can tell too that she's like in a post-amphetamine craze because of how mad she gets and like indignant she gets about things. Like when she's like, Karen's quite late. And then Renee goes, I'm never late. I pride myself in never being late. And Carla's like, well, actually you're like pretty late to everything. She's like, oh yeah. And then, and then Carla's like, well, Ramona's also having a Halloween party and she called me the other day to invite me to the party. And then Renee gets furious that Ramona called Carla before she called her. And I was like, the level of anger here is like amphetamine.
It's disproportionate.
Related. Yeah.
Also, she has like, when you're going through it, like I've been here before where you just have a constant cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're not taking care of yourself.
It's Jax Taylor, season 6 of VPR, when his nose is just continually stuffed.
Mm-hmm. So she gets really mad at Karen about Ramona.
And then Karen sits down and Renee's like, I can't fucking believe it. And Karen goes, you know you're invited, though. Like, you're invited.
And she goes, oh,
ooh, no, no, stoned.
She goes, things are just so bad right now. She goes, the guy that drives my dad just got picked off by the feds. She goes, I don't know what's going on.
She goes,
and I went,
what's next?
I went, that's literally because of Junior.
Yeah.
Junior did that.
Karen looks at Renee, and I respected amphetamine Karen in this moment. She goes, I'm worried for you. And I was like, that's a real one.
That's a friend.
Like, she's telling it like it is.
Yeah.
Renee's totally depressed. Like, it's either her father in jail or Junior in jail. And yeah, the driver got pinched.
The men of her life.
She's not in the eye of the storm because it's peaceful in the eye of the storm. She's like on the fringe of the, right next to the eye of the storm in the hurricane.
The cruelest part.
Yeah, it's just bad. She's getting pummeled with debris.
Carla has a boring dinner, another dinner with Etty, who I think is the jeweler.
I didn't even write down a single thing that they said.
Anyway, so Karen and Rena, her cousin, get diner, bakery, dinner. And Karen's talking about her ex, and she goes, Dave got straight out the penitentiary and started coming for me.
I didn't write anything about that either. Didn't make an impression on me.
Drita
calls her cousin Sadia, and Sadia gets Drita all worked up.
I did love the whole combo took place in front of like a security camera.
Her security system. She has 6 cameras.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
At all times.
You know.
She's eyes out.
She's anticipating.
Her eyes are peeled for like people to come and try and fucking kill her.
And her kids. But I wouldn't fuck with Drita.
No.
She has Doberman energy.
There should be a horror movie about mob wives.
Yeah.
And like Drita would survive the horror. I think the horror would twist and the actual true horror would be Drita's now coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And like the killers, like Drita becomes the horror.
Revenge.
Yeah. And then the killers become the victims. And yeah. Like as the audience, you're actually terrified by the level of violence and anger. Those very thin woman can muster up
with her Sarah Connor arms,
mm-hmm. and her like raven hair,
big
or
Aunt.
Her red hair, not raven.
Big Ange and AJ have dinner, which looks so good.
She goes, I made you just what you like.
She goes, do you want red wine and cream soda? And he goes, yes.
They love a red wine and soda together.
She goes, what are you doing tonight? And he goes, I don't know. I'll probably just go to Atlantic City. And she goes, oh, maybe I'll hit the jackpot.
Which she, for dinner, made, she goes, I made you filet mignon, mashed potatoes, meatballs. And then she lists five different kinds of bread. She made him 20 things for dinner.
Oh.
I wish I, like, need someone to make me 20 things for dinner.
She's a strega.
She is. She cooks all day. How does she do that and run a bar?
She can't go to either of the parties, which is that night, because she has to...
I have to be at the Drunken Monkey.
She's getting... It's getting hard for her to work these long hours.
I know. She's like, I just want a rich guy so I can shop. It's my favorite thing.
Also, what broke my heart is, like, she's like, I've just been getting so tired. And I'm in my head, I'm like, that's probably, like, the early, like, signs of her getting sick. It kills me.
What kind of cancer did she get?
Lung and throat cancer, and then brain cancer.
Fuck.
I know.
We have to stop smoking. You go, no.
No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I love that. Spoken like a true cigarette addict. No, it happened.
Listen,
I get it. I get it. I get it. I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same fucking boat.
Big Angie goes, yeah, maybe I'll move down to, I might think about moving up and opening up a pizza place in Florida, maybe Boca. And she goes,
ah, yes, that's what I'll do. I'll retire at Boca, stay in the sun every day.
I want that for her. I just want to shop with her. I was like,
I'm going to cry.
I think that women who love to shop deserve to shop. And I honestly think,
she's put in the work.
I think that women, nothing makes me happier when a woman gets something that she can't afford and splurges on it. And maybe that's problematic, but I really think that women deserve it.
Big Ange deserves a lot.
She deserves to shop till she fucking drops. She deserves to have an Amex Black handed to her every day with, and the credit card bill paid off that night, and like, just shop.
She's up in the afterlife shopping till she drops.
Yeah. That's the only reason I would believe in heaven, is that so I could meet Big Ange in heaven.
No.
But I don't know. I don't think heaven exists, really.
Oh!
I want to know, though, what her spirit has... If anyone can tell me what Big Ange's spirit has been reincarnated as or in...
We want to find that thing.
Yeah, I need to find that thing or be put right in touch with it.
Yeah.
So if someone can get in touch with Big Ange in the afterlife, I'm like, Cherub, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, Cherub, our psychic queen of Seattle.
I need someone to, like, channel...
Basically, the parties are just like, it's a little bit of a flop.
Three people come to Drita's party.
Drita's party is really sad, but I would be there.
Yeah, I would dance with my girls. I basically had like that kind of party one Halloween in my 20s.
I'd also be like, I'm not going to Manhattan.
No.
Taking the ferry.
Renee's costume.
Renee and Junior show up in orange jumpsuits and Drita goes, I'm hysterical. It's so funny that they wore the orange jumpsuits because Junior's going to prison. She goes, when I visit, it just reminds me of going to visit Lee.
I'm like, this is actually just sad, but okay. And Renee's then, enjoying herself, though. It was nice to see her cutting loose and having fun for once.
Yeah, she looks good. And she's like, but then when she has to leave, she's getting all twisted up about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just want to go to Romano's because you know it'll be more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. And she did my favorite thing, that when you want to leave, but you like don't want to piss someone off, but you do really want to go to the other party. She goes, tell me to my face that it bothers you and I won't go. I won't go. Tell me to my face. And then Trita goes, it bothers me. I want you to stay. And then Renee just leaves anyways. Yeah. Incredible work. Karen?
Karen's got the good...
Karen's dressed as a slutty nurse. She got the good coke tonight.
Karen is off her fucking...
Naughty nurse. She's fucked up.
Gacked out of her gourd. And she's basically fucking this guy. And
she's shotgunning hookah with him Che Diaz style.
Ramona's
he
party.
Literally Che Diaz's a hookah smoke into her mouth. And I was like, She's starting.
Their party, Ramona's party, is literally in like Murray Hill or Midtown East. It's like this horrible bar and they're just going on. And then Renee shows up.
Yeah, Karen's taken to a guy named Ravi who...
They're gonna fuck.
I'm sure they like fucked in the bathroom that night.
Yeah.
But he's going full Che. And Karen's just like horned up. She loves the way he smokes.
Yeah. Renee's... shows up with Junior and she goes, something's going on with Junior this night. She goes, I can't figure it out. He's so on edge. He's so in. I'm like, that's because he's feeling guilt. Because he knows the walls are caving in.
Yeah, but then also that Ravi guy, I guess, goes up to Junior and he goes, I think you know my friend. He's a cop. And that's when Junior
freaks out
because that's the cop that like told him to start recording people. Yeah.
It shows that Junior knows.
Something ain't right with Junior.
And he's like, can we go? Let's get out of here.
And Renee loves it when Junior like needs her to take him out. So she's like happy to squire him out.
But if she just stopped and thought about it for a moment, she'd be like, oh.
She got her head clear. She needs to get her head on straight. These ladies, the men in their lives are the real problem.
Well, rest in peace to Big Ange.
Ugh, we think about you every day.
Truly.
Honestly. What's glamorous?
Yeah, what's glam to you elite, in 2022?
What's elite glamorous? Yeah, what's elite and glamorous?
And we're talking glamour.
And non-pedophilic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weigh in and...
Now we gotta
TTYL.
Weigh out.
Bye.
Bye. Editing services provided by
Friend of the Pod Production.